meeting didn't go well, and it's very interesting. Susan Rice went and said what she said before, which is, I used the talking points they gave me. They were wrong, no question about it, but I didn't know it. Wither was the acting director of the CIA. He said first the FBI had changed the points, but then he corrected it and said, no, the CIA itself changed the talking points it sent to the White House, which then gave them to Susan Rice. Now, assuming he's telling the truth, and of course you can talk to other people, it would seem to me that the senators would say, well, all right, we still don't like what happened. We don't like changing the talking points. We're going to get to the bottom of why there was no better security. But it wasn't Susan Rice's fault. But that's not what they said. The bitterness from this election persists.
Do you think her nomination will be blocked?
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I don't know for a fact, but I think the president's got his back up, and I think he's going to nominate her. I don't know that for a fact, obviously. He may back off. If he does, these senators can block it, and it would require 60 votes, breaking a filibuster, and they're going to have 55. That's the number of Democrats that will be in the new Senate, and they'll have to persuade 5 Republicans to come over. But I'm telling you, if they block her nomination and they won't confirm her, oh, that's that. But again, the bitterness and the partisanship will spill over to any possibility of making other deals that are important to the country.
Sam, how would you compare this Susan Rice situation with General Colin Powell going before Congress with talking points, saying that there were weapons of mass destruction when there weren't, and that led to us going into a war in Iraq?
No one questioned that I know of that Colin Powell knew better. No one questioned that he had changed the talking points somehow, when he knew that they didn't have weapons of mass destruction. But these senators are saying, in effect, Susan Rice, I don't care whether you had talking points, you should have known better. You should have somehow checked it out. You should have figured it out. Well, all right, if that's the attitude they want to take, and again, if the evidence suggests that ultimately the acting director of the CIA wasn't telling the truth, well, that's another question. But what we have on the table right now simply says this bitterness, this partisanship, this I'm going to get you, one way or the other, and both sides will play it. It's just terrible. I mean, I don't know what to make of it.